Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to our friend Ed Chervenak, professor of political science at UNO, my alma mater, I'm proud to say, to talk about the mayoral race and the mayoral debate specifically last night on WWL TV. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. How are you today?
I am okay, sir. Thank you. Tell me what stood out to you last night about the debate.
Well, I think, you know, for the first time, there was actually some real fireworks in the debate. I've attended about four or five of these forums throughout the city, and they were all been fairly civil. But yesterday, I got a little bit testy during the WWL TV debate.
So what did we learn anything? Did any candidate gain any ground or lose ground?
You know, it's really hard to say what debates, you know, because it's the people who watch debates, they have some baseline interest in politics already, and if they're well informed or they're loyal to a candidate, the debate's not going to make a whole lot of difference. Only if their loyalties are weak, if they don't have a lot of information about the candidates, then people are more open to new information and may be influenced by the debate.
Has there ever been any research that shows, and I'm going to even presidential debates here, generally speaking, when it comes to political science, because people watch debates and they pick winners and losers, but that, does that affect who they vote for?
Most of the research tends to show that there may be some effect on the margins, maybe anywhere from 2-3% of people may change their vote as a result of the debate, but it's more about images, you know, perceived competence or likability.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to last night, did anybody hurt their chances or improve their chances? Let's take them one by one. Helena Moreno.
She seems to be fairly consistent in her approach and her discussion of the issues. I don't think she's been hurt very terribly. She's very popular. She has a 53% favorable rating. So, even if there's, you know, something at the margins there, she's not going to be hurt too badly.
How about Royce Duplessis? How would you gauge his performance?
Sometimes it tends to be more about trying to define Councilmember Moreno than it is about what he wants to do. And that's kind of reflected in the polls. 44% of people really don't have an opinion about him, and another 16% don't recognize who he is. So he think he needs to do a better job of boosting his name recognition and defining himself rather than the other candidates.
Is this all about, and let me get to Oliver Thomas, too. I don't want to ignore him.
Yeah, Oliver, he's as steady as they come, and his numbers have been steady. He's been about 16% in the polls. I don't see a whole lot of movement there as a result of the debate.
Is there any way to indicate, I don't know if they've done any polling, about why Oliver Thomas isn't doing better, or is it his past that's maybe hindering him at all, or is he seen as part of the old guard? I'm just curious about that.
I think he probably hit a couple of points there that he, because of his past, because of his conviction, there's probably a segment of the electorate, and I don't know how big or how small it is, that will just refuse to vote for him. and that he does seem to be running kind of a throwback retro campaign, talking about, you know, what they did in the 90s and what worked. And I don't think people are interested in that. I think people want to know, what are you going to do in the 21st century, not what you did in the 1990s.
And I watched the debate, and there were some things that kind of, I guess here's where I'm conflicted at, in that the bar is so low, right, in terms of what a new mayor can do. But are voters looking at that bar as being low, or are they looking at this as a chance to make, or I don't know if any polling's been done on this, a chance to make really substantial change in the city, or just make it better than it was?
People are looking for substantial change, that a lot of people feel we're at a tipping point and that we need to get this mayoral election right, or we're going to continue to spiral downward. People will continue to leave. You know, services won't be provided to citizens. And so people think that this is an important election. And they're looking to the mayor to direct this change. It is a strong mayor system. And so the mayor has lots of authority, lots of power. And so they expect the mayor to perform.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 8:50, interesting conversation with Ed Shervinek, our friend, professor of political science at, I'm proud to say, my alma mater, UNO. 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 8, couple of minutes left with Ed Shervinek. We appreciate his time, a professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. Ed, first of all, I don't know if you're supposed to talk about this or not, but does UNO have any polls coming up that we can look forward to?
We're actually getting ready to start a poll on Saturday the 20th. So
okay.
We'll probably have some results in the next couple of weeks.
And I'm guessing we don't want to talk about any more of that, any more than that, because we don't want to bias anything, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's talk about, if you had to, with the being a New Orleanian and the political science knowledge that you have, if you had, from all the polling data, if you had to say what the election is going to turn on, it would be what? What are voters most interested in? What is it likely that's going to elect the next mayor? What issues? Or is it personality?
It's a combination. Certainly it's personality, whether you like that individual, whether you have a favorable opinion of them or not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And what do you think that they are competent to do the job? Are they able to fix the roads, get the drainage system to work, you know, boost economic development, deal with affordable housing? And, you know, of course, there's always the crime issue and dealing with public safety. So it's a combination of personality and the policies that these people want to pursue.
Is crime that big of a deal? Because, you know, you got President Trump with the National Guard, and I see a new poll out that says crime is not the top concern of people in the city, and we all know about the numbers going down. You heard Ronald Surpass maybe during the news saying that, and I see a story here about a road rage incident in Arizona where one brother ran the other over, and you go back to Cain and Abel, and Ronald Surpass quoted the Bible. I'm not bringing you into all of that, but you're never going to make crime go away 100%. And is that anything that really people are concerned with when it comes to this mayoral race, or is it more about the city actually working?
I think probably for the first time in a long time, I don't know if crime is not the top issue. It's always a major concern for people. Mm-hmm. But really, people are looking at City Hall to make sure that they get the system to work properly.
So
that
after
government
the...
is working for them, that government is providing them the services that we require to be a healthy community.
And I'm guessing after the poll, we may have a clearer idea as to if we have a winner after just one election or not.
Well, we have to look at a series of polls, and we see Councilmember Moreno holding her support. Her numbers have been pretty steady. She seems to have a little bit of momentum, and so we'll see if she can continue that momentum.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time and your insights as always. Talk about Ed UNO. Hello for me. I know you'll do that.
Will do. Have a good day, Tommy.
Thank you, Ed. You too. Ed Shervinak, professor of political science. Proud to say my alma mater, UNO. Newell Norman, graduated from UNO. Diane Newman, boss lady, graduated from UNO. We're proud of that institution. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about cutting the cord and streaming services and more. There are no dumb questions. Text them in, 504-260-1870. No texting and driving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.